Senate this week spending the bulk of its time on the fiscal year 2018 budget, which it's done what's technically the first half of its job for the final product. And now we go back to the House for conference committees.
Yeah, we do have to go back to the conference committees, and it has to be out of here by May the 5th. And so we need to arrive at some type of compromise. If we do not, then we will be called into special session, probably the end of this session, and to come up with something. Everybody's got their own ideas. Of course, people in the cities want money for this. People in the rural areas normally don't ask for a whole lot, but there are certain items in there for rural area items. Totally, the amount is $27.8 billion. And I said on budget committee, it does just amaze you when they start talking billions. I mean, I always thought $100 a lot or something like that, but whenever you get into billions, there's a lot of zeros out there. So a lot of time is crafting stuff like this and trying to stop them moving on. Senate operates a little bit different than the House on the budget. Normally, it's squared away in the budget committee, and the chairman goes through with it. This year, it was not the case and required a lot of time spent on it and a lot of amendments on the floor. Don't like that. I'd like for us to have our issues before that happens, but this year it worked out, and so we did finally finish the Senate side of it, and like I say, from now it goes over to the House, and the House will then agree to have conference committees, and we'll sit down, probably five people from the House, five people on the Senate, and work out compromises to come up with something and go for a balanced budget.
How difficult does having 1 week make part of the process?
Well, it's difficult, but it also makes you get it done. There's no fiddling around. It's time to move it and do it. Puts pressure on negotiators to move it. And that is a secret. A lot of stuff up here is negotiations. You never compromise your principles, but you need to learn to negotiate. You're not going to get your way all the time up here. So to get something done, you negotiate. If it doesn't work out, then add to it or subtract to it the next year. But that's just a lot of it is learn to negotiate. Like I say, never on your principles. You stand on your principles. You don't budge on that. But there's usually room to negotiate on bills and on the budget. So that's what we look for.
Lots been said about getting the foundation funding formula funded fully for the first time. How important is that?
It's important that we do, first time ever that I can ever remember in the 15 years I've been around up here. But it is important. The Senate did not take that position in all honesty. We were worried that the money would not be in there. And I'm more concerned with our ability to be able to deliver the money instead of promise the money. And so that gets school superintendents in problems whenever you start promising them money and then suddenly there's withholds. The money's not there. They've already made out their budget. They know where they're going to go. But school superintendent's been great this year. They understand in a year when most people are getting cuts, they got this tremendous increase. I think they were all satisfied just to keep an increase, the smaller one, instead of fully funding the formula. Just knowing that that money's probably going to be there, it's not a promise. You know, that it'll all come and there won't be withholds. So much of this depends on the economy of the state of Missouri and how it keeps rolling. Of course, that depends a lot on the national economy. But if we get into budget shortfalls, that's the first place that normally a governor goes to do so. And it kind of puts the governor in a little bit of a box. In previous years, the majority party, if they did not control the governor's office, they would load up the budget and make those governor make those tough calls. And then he was the culprit for cutting school funding. It really wasn't true. We've tried not to play that game with Governor Nixon nor with Governor Greitens, and hopefully that's not the case.
Transportation funding for schools, is that something to continue to fight for?
That's a big fight of mine, and I'm still fighting it, not happy with it. We did increase it a little bit. It was getting down by state statute. We're supposed to pay for 75% of the cost of busing, not to busing to ball games, not band concerts, anything like that, or state contests, but for school events. And so picking up kids along the route, we're supposed to be paying 75%. It was down to, I think, 19%, and then it was projected to go down to 13%. We did get it up to 21%. So that's a big thing. The schools in larger towns, it does not affect them like it does our rural areas. And I think I mentioned one time in Douglas County in Ava, the school district, one trip a day is equal to a trip to Orlando, Florida and back. Got big, big area and very few students on there and rough roads to ride on. Those kids have to get on the bus at 6:30 in the morning and get off again there at night, maybe at 5:30, whatever. And most rural kids got a job to do and work, and that's tough. I'll fight all I can to make sure we can keep our K through 8s. Kindergartners, first graders, none of those have any business being on a bus and in school for 12 hours a day.